Okay, so in the first two contemplations, we're really bringing our attention, aiming it towards the breath, and experiencing the breath. And when the mind wanders off, which it will, we just kindly notice that. And we're really happy that we've noticed that. There's a possibility to be really happy that we've noticed that. It's a moment of mindfulness. One of my favorite teachings I got practicing with Lama Suryadas, it's this attitude of celebrate every moment of awakening. So if it's that moment where you realize, I'm not aware of the breath at all, you just celebrate that moment. Wow. I recognize that. And just with a friendly way, just fantastic. The breath is always there, yeah? So just coming back into that. We don't have to create it. It's just there. And so aiming the mind again and noticing its quality. The one other thing I'll say about that is, you know, the more absorbed we get in the breath, the more subtle it gets. It's the nature of that. So actually we could be being really engaged with the breath, and because of that we lose it in a way, because it shifts its quality, and then we just don't quite manage to catch it shifting and becoming more subtle. So just to notice that too, you know, just find that you've totally lost it in a way. It might be a little more subtle, and then just adjusting our attention. So that's likened traditionally to the sound of a gong just fading away, having to follow that really. And it's very easy when we listen to the gong, we just listen to it get subtler. So over the course of the retreat then, when we start with the instructions, breathing in long, one knows I breathe in long, breathing out long, one knows I breathe out long, breathing in short, one knows I breathe in short, breathing out short, one knows I breathe out short. You can kind of come in on that experience through noticing these details. So we need a combination of some precision in our attention. I think we all know what that state is, where there's no precision, and it just feels kind of dull and almost painfully dull, yeah. So we need enough precision that there's awareness. And then we need a kind of appreciative awareness, you know, a kind of interest and curiosity about what's happening, even if it's quite difficult. I know some of you are coughing, and so the breath will have that flavor, won't it? But that's what's happening in a way, so we can be kind with it. Yeah, so you can try different ways to kind of stay engaged, and you don't need to have like an entire artillery out to do it, you know. In a way, it's just a simple thing, like, oh, where is the breath now? So it's a kind of sensing. In a way, we've broken it down in a way that might help you be more specific, have that element of precision, but in a way, it's just this appreciative sensing. Just one more way of working with location, which we're all familiar with, which is just what's traditionally called guarding a point, you know, but just leaving the awareness at one point, right? So like in the fourth stage that we traditionally do, the mindfulness of breathing, where we just leave the awareness at one place. Sometimes it can be quite good to really follow your nose, chest or navel and abdomen and back out again, in-breath and out-breath, because it's a good way to not miss a moment in a way, so it sort of helps us become present. But after a while, you might find that a bit tiring, like it's a little too much action. At which point it can be helpful just to rest the awareness at one place. Maybe not. Maybe it feels really useful to just keep doing that. Or just keep following it, not so orderly, but wherever it appears, right, more organically, where it's most prominent in the body. That might keep working for you. But if it gets tiring, then you can just rest the awareness at one point. And if you feel quite heady, you could choose a point lower in the body, the belly. If you feel quite dull, you might choose a point higher, you know, like around the nostrils, that kind of thing.